Let's talk.
John Brown. I'm delighted to say that I've got a live guest in the studio rather than on the Zoom or whatever, and I'm being joined today by Ruth Forder, who is head of Andalusia at Compare Funeral. Ruth, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
You know, well, I'm living on the radio at the moment. To be honest with you,
but you're busy.
I'm busy. Yes. I always just say, "Oh, I wish I was busy," and now I am. Explain for those who don't know Compare Funeral. Where, you know, how did Compare Funeral enter the market? How did it all start?
Well, the two directors found that there was a gap in the market here in Spain, and they bought a new funeral plan out called the Direct Cremation Plan,
right,
which starts at $2,250. The reason for that is that because people didn't want a fussy arrangement, as it were. So what the plan actually does is it takes the deceased to the funeral home, supplies the coffin, but it does a direct cremation. So nobody can attend that cremation. But the really lovely thing is that all the paperwork and the urn is delivered back to the family.
Right.
And it's a really, really good price.
So when we're saying so you can't actually, there's no ceremony. You can have a memorial service, presumably.
Well, we have other plans for that.
Right.
So, but the market was just crying out for something very, very simple and easy.
Yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it? Because there are a lot of complications in the business, especially in Spain, because they like a bit of paperwork to put
Oh, we love a bit of paperwork.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so that, you know, cremation, whatever. And also, it's not so much in the Spanish, it's in Spanish custom. It didn't used to be, and then it used to be, you know what Spanish...
Correct. Yeah. It used to be more of a burial, because it's a Catholic country, of course. But now even Catholics and cremations and other religions are having cremations, because it's easier, and then the ashes can go wherever they need to go in the world.
Yeah.
And if somebody has a grave somewhere, those ashes then can be interned into that grave.
If they've already put money down for a headstone and they're in the UK and unfortunately they pass away whilst they're here, or something like that, they want to go back to the old, they want to be buried in rather than some corner of a foreign field that is for England, etc. Whereabouts are you based, by the way?
We're based in Sotogrande.
Okay.
And but we do have representatives all over Spain. I will just mention that we are always looking out for good people, dare I say, in which to represent us. And that is all over Spain, not just this particular area here.
When you say good people, what are the particular sort of skill sets that you're looking for?
Because
it is a business like no other, isn't it? I mean, let's face
it. It's a very strange business, because you need to have business acumen in which to be able to capture people, in which to explain the way that the funeral system works here in Spain. You need to have empathy with people, because some people have gone through a really, really tough time. And when we lose a loved one, we always have to remember that we feel their loss with them, there's various different aspects that.
And thankfully for most of us, is this, I mean, we don't think of it, it's often been described as the last great taboo, hasn't it, death, and we don't kind of think about it. And when you're dealing with the shock of losing someone, and you've got to deal with the mechanics of that, you know, how do we do this? What are we going to fill out? It's a totally alien world to most people.
Absolutely, because we would only normally deal with maybe two or three deaths in our lives.
Yeah.
So we're not savvy with what we need to know. And this is why a funeral plan is so great, because all you do is you pick up the phone. There's one number, 24 hours. Helpline, whether it's somebody in Spanish or in English.
Yeah.
And the plan has already been set in motion. So therefore, that person now doesn't need to think about anything else.
So there's very little, I mean, if they have a funeral plan, then if there's very little form filling, you're not going to get somebody, you're going to a call centre and somebody say, oh, you're on hold, or, you know, they didn't, you know, can the signature of the plan sign the plan? Well, that's a bit difficult.
It's a bit difficult because they've passed. So, so by having it all done beforehand, it just makes life so much easier for the family and friends as well. Because don't forget, a lot of people are down here on their own.
Sure.
You know, they have lots and lots of friends, but they don't want to leave a burden to their friends either.
Yeah.
And families can be all over the world now, which is another issue, of course, sometimes.
Yeah, and then it's a sort of time. Because, again, it was always pushed, wasn't it, for 24 hours. They always, mistakenly, people say, it's got to all be done and dusted in 24 hours, which puts another level of pressure on an already stressful situation.
It does, and that some of the plans that we have, we can stop that 24-hour process.
Right.
We can put, down here in Andalusia, we can put 4 days in before the actual cremation or the burial.
Yeah.
So that makes life a lot easier, especially for people if they want to come from far away and then attend, you know, or be with their loved ones, of course.
You're dealing with people's money because it's a plan. How do people, you know, how do you look after the money again? I mean, how, you know, because, you know,
well,
because we do hear these horror stories, don't we?
We do. We had unfortunately a funeral planning company a couple of years ago go pop.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
And what happened was is that this guy actually wanted me to go and work for him about 10, 11 years ago, because I've been in this business like forever.
Right.
And I found out that he actually didn't have a trust fund with his company. And really, I mean, we said hello and I said goodbye, you know.
Yeah.
So we have a trust fund at Compare Funeral. All good funeral planning companies have those. However, what we also have is that we have a €500 cancellation policy if somebody needed to cancel their plan, for example.
Right.
They might be living here at the moment, but then they might go back to their country of origin, which could be the States, for example. We're having a lot of people come over from the US at the moment settling down here.
There are, exactly.
But when they're 85 or 90, they might decide that they want to return
back to their hometown. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So €500 cancellation fee, and if there's anything, any other money in the trust fund, then that would go back to them.
And I know that there are several funeral companies of good standing who are helping clear up the mess that's been left by the demise of this.
Yes.
This shit.
So yes. Yeah, so, us included.
Yeah, yes. That's what I was saying. Now, you've also got, because the business changes with the ways of the world. And, you know, you might think, oh, well, you know, it's a question of dealing with the deceased and nothing much has changed since the Egyptians were embalming people. However, if you don't want to have a pyramid built for you, there's some new stuff coming out. What have you got? This is
really exciting because, as I say, I've been in this industry for a long time, but I've never had an app for a funeral plan.
Okay.
How about that?
How does that work? You've got the playlist or not? Something. How does that work?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting for the last adjustments with Apple and Google.
Right.
Okay. And what I'm being told is that the app is going to revolutionise the way that we manage funeral plans. So because the plans can be paid 5 years interest-free, with us, clients will be able to then track their payments on the app. They will then be able to see how much is left outstanding.
Right.
They can make a payment into the plan at any time. They can finish it off at any time. But it's some clients want to know exactly where they are sort of after 6 months or so. So they'll be able to look at the app and then they'll be able to... they'll be able to find that out. The other thing that the app's going to have is all their documentation. So as well as it being posted out to them, or if they're clients of mine, normally I actually deliver the documents.
Right.
But the documents will be on the app as well. So it means that if anybody else has their phone in the future, they would be able to find those documents, which would be really good.
Yeah, that's really good, because obviously looking around, you know, is it in this drawer?
My mum always said all her stuff was in the black box.
Right, the thing that survived.
So they've also got other things on there, like refer friend links, and there's a section also where you can leave a video for a loved one as well as... So that's really nice, that's really good. It can also help with lost keys and lost phones. Now, that's really useful, because I'm always losing my keys. Right. So it can help with that. And they're going to put a QR code on there as well.
Right.
So that can be scanned, and then that will come directly to us. And then we would know who that client is. So it's interesting.
You're very bubbly. You're very, you've got joie de vivre, as the saying goes. I mean, you've been in this business, you're saying, for a while. Obviously, you got into it when you were a child. But, I mean, what is it that makes this particular, what is it that, you know, I mean, it's job satisfaction.
What gives me job satisfaction? The way I started this business was I went to a funeral, and what happened was that this client, well, this person had paid a lot of money for this funeral. It was around about 5,500 euros, but they didn't get what they wanted or what they had asked for, because the people that were running it were unfortunately quite old, and one in particular had enough. He had done seven funerals that morning. And funerals aren't a lovely thing to go to anyway. However, this was even worse, because the family and the friends that were there didn't get what we thought we were going to get, which was a service for this lovely man that had passed away. So at 11 o'clock in the morning, we all had to go for a brandy, because we were in shock that that family didn't end up having what they should have had. And that's what actually brought me to a company that isn't here anymore. It's been taken over. But I spoke to the lady there and I said, this is my experience, and I don't want another family to go through this experience, because it was horrible. And that's how I got into the business. And it's so lovely, because even when somebody has passed, I know the family, and the family are still in touch with me.
Yeah.
So it's really... It comes full circle, and then the children are now growing up and they're coming to me for funeral plans.
Yeah.
So that's what happens, I guess, with being in the business for so long.
If people want to find out more information, get in touch with you, have a chat. This is an informal chat.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the first step that they should take?
Is to contact me, Ruth Forder. Yeah. I'm on Facebook. You can give me a call on 693-715-718. So that's 693-715-718. You can WhatsApp me. You can find me on my particular website, which is Funeral Plans by Ruth Forder. Or obviously you can contact Compare Funeral itself, which is we've got a website, which is comparefuneral.org. So there's lots of different ways.
Wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time to pop by and see me today. Yeah. Very, very bubbly, which is always good. Thanks for sharing your light on this. Ruth Forder from Compare Funeral, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.